few years ago, I had the opportunity to go to Jerusalem, and while I was there, I took a look in the garden, which is claimed to house Jesus' tomb. It was excellent. We had a look around the garden, a tour around the garden, and heard a very good gospel presentation by the tour guide. It was excellent. And then I lined up to go into to have a look in the tomb. As we were lining up, I joked with friends, wondering, what are we going to see when we get in there? My question for you this morning is, what do you think was in the tomb? What do you think was in the tomb? In our passage this morning, we're going to take a look. And as we start, we learn that another group are making their way to the garden tomb. Take a look at verse 1 of our passage. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. It's Sunday morning. Jesus had been buried on Friday afternoon. They obediently sat out the Sabbath, which was a Saturday. And now, Sunday morning, the women are going to the tomb. Matthew doesn't tell us why they are going there, but he does tell us what they see when they get there. And it wasn't what I saw when I had a look in the tomb. Take a look at verses 2 and 3. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, his clothing white as snow. That is not what they are expecting. That is not what I saw when I took a look in the tomb in the garden. A bright, shiny angel sitting on a rock. But Matthew wants us to understand that this is a supernatural event. An angel of the Lord breaks the sound barrier as he makes his way down to the tomb. He rolls the stone away, takes a seat, glowing in a heavenly aura, waiting for the women to arrive. Now understand that he has not come to let Jesus out of the tomb. He has come to let the women see inside. He has also come to deliver a message. That's what angel means, messenger. Here is a messenger from the Lord with a message from the Lord. But before we have a look at the message, notice that the angel is not the only bloke at the tomb. We read that there is a guard of soldiers were there. They had been ordered to seal the tomb, to secure the tomb, by the religious leaders. These religious leaders opposed Jesus almost right from the start. They knew his claim was that he would rise again in 3 days, but they refused to believe him. Even though they had heard his authoritative preaching, even though they had seen his powerful miracles, they stubbornly rejected, they secretly plotted to get rid of Jesus, to kill him. And now that Jesus is finally dead, the last thing they wanted was for his disciples to sneak in, steal the body, and make the claim that he had risen. So the guard was sent, a security detail of soldiers, and they were ready for 11 distraught disciples to sneak up in the middle of the night and try and steal the body, but they were not ready for a blazing angel to arrive from heaven with an earthquake. So take a look at verse 4. And for fear of him, for fear of the angel, the guards trembled and became like dead men. The earth was not the only thing quaking. These guys were quaking in their sandals and they collapsed into the dirt. One commentator says, the ones assigned to guard the dead themselves appear dead, while the dead now have been made alive. And that is the message of the angel. Take a look at verses 5 and 6. But the angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Verse 6, he is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where he lay. Jesus was dead, was crucified and buried, as you know, but now he is alive and gone. As you can see, he is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where he lay. Come and see the empty tomb. When I finally got to the front of the line and stepped through the opening into the garden tomb, do you know what I saw when I got in there? Do you know what was there when I stepped in? Nothing and no one. It was empty, a deserted tomb. It's interesting how a shallow grave can be such a tourist attraction for people all over the world to go and see this thing that contains nothing. But here lies the very heart of the Christian message, the empty tomb. This tomb does not evoke sorrow, but joy. It is not a symbol of death, but life. And this is, and I wonder, is this what you see in the empty tomb? A message of hope and joy. The women certainly do. The angel says, once you've taken a look inside the tomb, well, let's take a look at what he tells the women, verse 7 and 8. Take a look. Then go quickly, tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is coming before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and they ran to tell the disciples. They don't know how to feel, do they? They've seen something very confronting, been presented with some very confronting sights, and they haven't even had time for coffee yet. But deep down, they are full of joy, and they are running to tell the disciples the good news, this great news, this momentous news. The tomb is empty. He is risen. Jesus has risen. When, bam, they meet Jesus, or rather, Jesus meets them. Verse 9, and behold, Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they came up and they took hold of his feet and they worshipped him. I love how matter-of-fact Jesus is. The women are full of fear and joy. They're racing through the garden. They run into, or they meet Jesus, and he says, basically, hi. He is poised, but the women are prostrate, lying at his feet, holding his feet, worshipping him. Jesus is alive in the flesh. Notice that? They are holding his feet. He has a voice you can hear, a body you can see and touch. The risen Lord is to be worshipped and obeyed. Verse 10, then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there you will see me, that they will see me. The tomb is empty, go and tell. The tomb is empty, go and tell. And while the women go off on their mission from Jesus, the soldiers recover, and seeing the empty tomb, they go and tell as well. Have a look at verse 11. While they, the women, were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. The soldiers know what they saw. The angel, the stone rolled away, the empty tomb. But when these religious leaders hear about the empty tomb, they don't respond with joy and worship. The message of the empty tomb does not contain joy for them. Look at what they say in verse 12. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Bribes and lies and corruption in Jerusalem. It is such a paradox. Jerusalem was the spiritual capital of God's people, and yet here it's the headquarters of rejection. Even today, as you go through the city of Jerusalem, it is such a paradox. It is known as the Holy City. It is filled with reminders and sites testifying to the ministry of Jesus, and yet it is populated predominantly by Orthodox Jews and Muslims who reject him as Saviour. The skyline is dominated by the golden glow of the Dome of the Rock, Islam's most important mosque. And the airwaves carry the Islamic call to prayer and the mantras at the Wailing Wall of the Orthodox Jew. Two prominent religions, both of which reject Jesus as God's Messiah, the risen Lord and Saviour of his people. They don't see the message of life in the empty tomb. But what about you? What do you see in the empty tomb? Mary Magdalene was one of the women at the tomb on the first Easter morning. She's not mentioned much throughout Matthew's gospel, but in John's gospel we read that she is a woman of ill repute, a sinner with no hope before a holy God. And yet in Jesus, she finds forgiveness and hope. Through Jesus is the offer of hope for everyone who believes, even for you, even for me. And here are some of Jesus' words from Matthew's gospel. An invitation to rest and comfort. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Here is an invitation to forgiveness. For this is my blood, says Jesus, my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Even an invitation to eternal life. But the righteous, those forgiven by Jesus, will enter into eternal life. You see, that is the offer, hope and comfort and peace through forgiveness of sins and the assurance of eternal life with Jesus. These are the words and promises of Jesus recorded by Matthew, joy and hope for Mary and for all who follow Jesus. And that is the good news of the empty tomb. The message of the risen Lord Jesus is one of hope and a reason for joy and a reason to reflect on that good news today. In a way, our Easter Sunday service looks very much like any other Sunday service. We sing songs and praise Jesus. We hear of the confidence we have of forgiveness of sins, and we preach from the Bible and point to Jesus. So in a way, it's very similar. But it's a great time of year, isn't it, to remember, to reflect, to have a string of public holidays in which we can set aside time to be thinking through and reflecting on our response to Jesus. And it comes at a great time of year. Have you noticed a change in temperature at the moment? It's still nice and warm in Queensland, but you notice that the sunrise, the colour of the sunrise has changed. It's getting a lot deeper red and orange. The feel of the breeze in the morning has got that cool tinge. The light has changed during the day. It may be that as a follower of Jesus, it's an opportunity at this change of season to examine your life and make some changes in response to what Jesus has done. How are you living in response to what Jesus has done for you? You may claim to know and follow him, and I'm sure you do. But I've been challenged. How am I living for him? How does that shape my life? What do I need to change in response to this good news? If you are not currently a follower of Jesus, then I invite you today to make a change, to determine that you will investigate more, inquire more, hear more about the truth of the empty tomb, that you might find life. Come and see me. Have a chat. I am more than happy to sit down with you, walk through the Bible, answer questions, talk about Jesus. Sam would be happy to do the same. Doug, come and see us. We'll come to church on Sundays, as I said, every week. We're banging on about Jesus because it's through him that you have life and hope and forgiveness. Check out our website. Find out more about Jesus. Find out how you can find out more about Jesus. Don't buy the lie that the empty tomb holds no offer or significance for you. He is not here, says the angel, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay.